Mishnah Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph first quotes the Machlokas B'Shamay B'Silel as to whether a person can sit in a sukkah if Rosh of Ruba B'Sukkah B'Shulchan B'Sukkah B'Sukkah. We talked about that Machlokas. That's the case of Sukkah Gedola. It's a big sukkah. There's plenty of room in the sukkah. The problem is Yeshulchan is B'Sukkah B'Sukkah, so we're afraid that you'll be Nimshach Hachar Shulchano or not. That's the Machlokas B'Ayin Rav. The Machlokas B'Shamay B'Silel. Then the Mishnah at the end quotes another halacha. Noshim va'avodim uktanim p'turim min asukah. Noshim va'avodim uktanim apotim from the sukkah. And the Mishnah talks about the case of cotton. We'll get to the details in a moment. But first, noshim va'avodim uktanim p'turim min asukah. This is a phrase that we find in many places in Shas. That noshim va'avodim uktanim are put together, and they're often exempt from different mitzvahs. So the first individual who's potter from the sukkah is noshim. So, in fact, the Gemara Menohani Mili, the Tanur Rabbanon, Ezrach ze Ezrach, Ha Ezrach lehotzi es anashim, Kol lerabos es aktan. What does the pasuk say? Kol ha Ezrach bi Yisrael yeshu basukas. Kol ha Ezrach. The Gemara suggests in the Braisa that Ezrach is Ezrach. That means anashim, the regular citizens, regular Yisraelim. Ha Ezrach comes to be motzi anashim. Ezrach would have been marbe anashim. It would have been marbe anashim, not only anashim but even anashim. Ha Ezra, the extra hay is motzi es anashim, and kol is marba ketanim. Kol is marba ketanim. So, what's the first kasha that you have just reading the Gemara? Now, before we get to the kasha of the Gemara, kol is marba ketanim. Kol is marba ketanim. Achayev in a Torah in Sukkah. Why should ketanim be chayev in Sukkah? Based on what principle? Is chenuch a din daraisa or a din
Drabon.
Hashem Shadid Drabon. It's a called as Marbek Tanim. That's a drusha. That's a daraisa. What's God? That's the Gemara's kasha. But you have to think of that kasha. When you see the beginning of the Gemara, that kasha should jump out at you. So we're going to get back to that. That's a gufa. The Gemara also gets back to that. That's the way the Gemara learns. It has a braisa that will deal with the first part of the braisa, then we'll deal with the second part of the braisa. But that kasha should jump out at you when you first read the braisa. Okay, so Ezrach, I think, is Marbe Noshim, and Ho Ezrach is Motzi Noshim. Right? So Amar Mar, Ho Ezrach Lotzi Es Anoshim, Lememer De Ezrach Ben Noshim Ben Gavri Mashma. If Ho Ezrach comes to be Motzi Noshim, it sounds like the word Ezrach will be Marbe Noshim, it will include Gavri Anoshim. I will tell you, Ho Ezrach Lotzi Es Anoshim, Ho Ezrach Yeshachayavos Be'inui, Alma Ezrach Gavri Mashma. The Pasuk says, that on Yom Kippur we don't do malacha and there's a chiv of tainus. So there it says ha ezrach, and the Braisa says that it comes to be marbe noshim ha ezrachis and noshim are part of Klal Yisrael too. They also have to fast Yom Kippur. So what is it? Is ezrach normally noshim and gavri and ha ezrach is motzi noshim, or is ezrach normally only gavri and ha ezrach is marbe noshim? Rabba, Hilchas Aninu, Ve'as Mechina Rabban and Akroi. It's really Halach L'mosh Misina. Right? It's really Halach L'mosh Misina, but the Chachamim were Mas Mechit on Akroi. What does that mean? That means that one Halacha, the din that Noshim Achayavas Be'inu Yom Kippur, and the Ptur of Noshim from Sukkah, one of these Halachas is Halach L'mosh Misina, the other one is learned from the Pasuk. The one that's halacha mosh misinai, the pasuk is just an asmachta b'yama. The one that's learned from the pasuk is really a pasuk. They're both deraisas. Halacha mosh misinai is also deraisa. But one is a deraisa learned from halacha mosh misinai, the other is learned from a pasuk. Very complicated. But that's how Rashi explains. So the Gemara asks, high krov a high hilchus. Which one is learned directly from the pasuk? Which one is learned from halacha mosh misinai? And then the pasuk is just an asmachta b'yama. Which one is which? Visu frag the Gemara and Aizen Akasha. Visu kro lamali hilchas alamali. What do you need psukim for? What do you need alach mosh misinai for? Hasukkah mitzvah seishas man grama. Hasukkah mitzvah seishas man grama. Noshim pturas. Sukkah? But I need a pasuk to tell me noshim apturas? It's man grama. I need a halach mosh misinai to say that they're pturas? It's man grama. Of course they're pater. Inu di Yom Kippur, what I need a pasuk to be mechayev noshim, Yom Kippur, midi Rabbi Yehuda Merav nafkad, amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, v'chein tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, amakro ishal isha, ishra kosev isha l'ish l'chol onshin shabbat Torah, noshim, and noshim, they're compared, when it comes to losas, when it comes to onshin shabbat Torah, everyone's the same. So if everyone's the same, I don't need Sukkim, I don't need Hilal Chumash Mishnah. It's Dacha Dara Pasha. Be'inu Yom Kippur Noshim Achayos. Sukkah, they're going to be Pturas. It's a Dara Pasha. What do I need a Hilal Chumash Mishnah or a Pasuk? Pellet. Rabbaye La'olam Sukkah Hilchasim. Abaye says, you know which one is the Halacha Mashmi Sinai? It's Sukkah. The Itztrich. I need the Halacha Mashmi Sinai to teach me Noshim Apturos. Because Mitzah Seh Shazman Grom is not a time to Pater Noshim. Because here there's a reason why I'd be Mechayim Noshim. Ultimately, the Pater, Halacha Mashmi Sinai. But I have a reason to say that the Pturos Man Grom doesn't apply over here. Why? Zokt Abaye. Zakadai Tachamina, Teishu Kein Tadurum, Adira Ishvi Ishto Av Sukkah Ishvi Ishto Kamash Malani. I think, look, we know Basukos Teshu, Shivas Yom Teshu Kein Taduru. I think Anay is a new idea. Right? We know Teshu Kein Taduru, the Brayis on Chav Chesan Vei says you have to be Koveh Yisukah as your Diras Kehah. And we know Rava on Dav Chavav learns Teshu Kein Taduru, teaches me that Mitzar is Padmina Sukkah. Comes Abay and says, Nocha Drush. Teshu Kein Taduru should teach me Ishvi Ishvi Yachah. I think that Teshu Kein Taduru means Ishvi Ishvi Yachah, Ke and Dira, that they can live together. And if that's the case, then Noshim have to be chayavis. I mean, how else is it going to be Ishvi Ishvi Yachah? If a woman is not chayavis in Sukkah, she's not going to go to the Sukkah, right? So I would think that Teshu Kein Taduru, Ishvi Ishvi Yachah, is a reason to be mechayev Noshim. Rabbi says, I think that Teshu Kein Taduru, Ishvi Ishvi Yachah, is a woman to be mechayev Noshim because you got to get them to the Sukkah. If they're not chayev, they're not going to come to the Sukkah. So I think women take chayavos in order to have Teshu Kein Taduru, Kamash Malon, Halach Mashmi Sinai, that's not true. Kamash, it sounds from the Gemara, Kamash Malon, Halach Mashmi Sinai, the Teshu Kein Taduru does not require Ishvi Isha B'yachad. That's what it sounds like, the Maskon of the Gemara. Abai says, the Hava Mina, the Noshim should be Chayavos, is because Teshu Kein Taduru means Ishvi Isha B'yachad. I need the Noshim to be Chayavos that will come to the Sukkah. Kamash Malon, no, Halach Mashmi Sinai, women are potter, but if women are potter, they're not going to come to the Sukkah. So what? So what if they don't come to the Sukkah? You don't need Ishvi Ishvi Yachah to be chayiv in Sukkah. The Noshim will be, the Ad Noshim will be chayiv in Sukkah without the wives there. That's what the Maskona seems to be. But the Hava means that women should be chayavos to get Ishvi Ishvi Yachah, because it's not going to be Kehen Todur without Ishvi Ishvi Yachah. Kamash Malon Ne. Kamash Malon, that it is Kehen Todur even without Ishvi Ishvi Yachah. That's a bias pshat. Rav Amar, it's Trich. Salka de la Chamina, Yalak Chamisha Asa Mechagam Atzes. Malahal and Noshim Chayavos have Kan Noshim Chayavos Kamash Malon. Rava says a different shot. Rava says, I need the Halacha Moshim Yisina to pat the Noshim from Sukkah. Aye, but it's Man Grama, it's obvious, it's not so obvious. Because we find another mitzvah says, Man Grama, the Noshim Chayavos. Which mitzvah is that? Matzah. Matzah is also Zman Grama, and Noshim Chayavos in Matzah. Why? If it's Man Grama, why should it be Chayav? What's the answer?
Yes, Nathan.
They're also involved in the mitzvah, what does that mean?
Afin
hoyu ba'osa hanes, toses in Megillah. Okay, fancy name. I'm thinking simple. Fuck. The chayiv in matz. The chayiv in. No, no. I'm trying to figure out why are they chayiv in matz? It's a chametz. Kol sheyeshno bebal toch al chametz yeshno bekum echol matzah. There's a hekish between chametz and matzah. So even though it's Zman Grama, the Hekish, the connection to Chametz is Mechayev Noshim in Matzah. So comes Rav and says, Tesvav, Mechag HaMatzahs. Right? This is, you know, Rav knew. This is coming at the end of post-Pesach Zman, right? But we're putting everything together here. Tesvav. All the drushes are coming out of the woodwork again. Says Rav, that's the reason why I think Noshim Mechayev is in Sukkah. Because the Chayev in Matzah. Tesvav is Gzer Shava, Pesach to Matzah to Sukkah, so I think that they're chayiv in Sukkah. Kamash Malon? Halacha Mashmei Sinai. They really should have been chayiv in Sukkah, even though it happens to be Zman Grama, because we would connect to Matzah. Kamash Malon? No, because there's a Halacha Mashmei Sinai explicit that exempts them from Sukkah. That's the Gemara. Abai and Rava have two approaches to explain why I need a Halacha Mashmei Sinai to pater Noshim from Sukkah. So if someone asks you, right, if you're on the line in the calf, right, and it's a long line, boring. Someone turns around to you and says, you know what's going on in learning? You say, why are Noshim Pturos for the Mitzvah Sukkah? What do you think? He might look at you a little strange, but right? Well, I mean, what do you think? He'll say, well, it's a Mitzvah Seishah Zman Grama, what's the Shah? Nah. It's a Halacha L'Moshim Yisinah. It's not Zman Grama. Why? That's not a good reason. You're right. It's Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Why that isn't a good reason. Right? Abaye and Rabbi have a machlokas. Why I think that Zman Gram is not a p'tur, that really should be chayev, comes the halacha on Rosh Sinai and says, Afal pikein the pot. Okay, clear? Questions? Okay. So the kasha that the Achronim and the Rishonim as well address is, why does Rabbi have to introduce his time? Abaye starts the ball rolling. Talks about Teishu Kentadu. We want to understand the Havamina, why Nashon should be Chayavas. Again, it's just the Havamina. It doesn't remain Lamaskana. Lamaskana Nashon Apturah. There's a halach Nashon Sina. But what's the Havamina that Zman Grom is not going to pater women? They should be Chayim. Comes Abaye and says Teishu Kentadu. So Frek the Ritva, the Aruch Laner, a lot of the Mefarshim, why does Rav have to introduce a new reason? Tezva, Tezva, from Chagamatzis. He admits to Teishu Kentadur. But this is the repeating kasha that we have constantly. We had this on Chavav. Shomeginus Upardesim, remember, way back. Right? Shomeginus Upardesim, two different reasons, Abaye and Rava, why they're potter. So all the Rishonim ask, why does Rava need Pirtza Kara Laganov? Typically, Teishu Kentadur, like Abaye. It's the same kasha. Abaye seems to apply Teishu Kentadur in many more circumstances than Rava. The question is why? Rava himself is the Marad Shmaitza that Teishu Kentadur. That's why Mitztar is part of Minasuka. It's not Kentadur. So let him say the same thing over here. Does he have to? He has to go to left field. Does he have to go to Pesach? And Pesach is a wonderful Yom Tov. But why does he have to jump to Matzah? Minei Ubei, let him say. That's the reason that Nashim should be Chayav. Because what? It's not Kentadur. If it's not Ishvi, Ishabiyachah. Why does he have to run to the Gezer Shav of Tezvav, Tezvav, to explain why I have a Havamin that the Nashim should be Chayav? Zokter Ritva, of course Rava, Darshin, Teishu Kentadur. But apparently Rava assumed that Teishu Kentadur doesn't apply in this case. Teishu Kentadur doesn't apply over here, and that's why he needed some other reason. That must be Pshat. Just like we said by Shomeginus of Pardesim, that there was some reason that Rebbe had to think up a new approach to Pater them. He didn't want to use Shomeginus, he didn't want to use Teishu Kentadur, remember? Why did, simple Pshat, why did Rebbe have to think up a new Pshat by Shomeginus of Pardesim? He couldn't use Teishu Kentadur. What does Teishu Kentadur mean? He's mitzvah. Says Rashi, he's mitzvah to bring his Tashmishi, all the clay Tashmisho and Matzos and everything, mitzvah to get to the Sukkah. What's the simple Pshat that Rebbe holds? That mitzvah is not a mitzvah. It's not part of the sukkah. Mitzvah, machmas, yeshiva, besukkah. The sukkah is mitzvah. Like Rashi says, that part is mitzvah. But not mitzvah to get to the sukkah. Remember that whole discussion? So, again, Rava agrees to Teishu Kentadur. Abaye and Rava, machlokas, how far does it apply? Same thing over here. Rava agrees to Teishu Kentadur. But Rava says, why should we claim that Teishu Kentadur will be machayev women because you need ishvi ishabiyach? Well, why does one have to lead to the other? That's what Rava is disagreeing with Abaye. Dr. Ridvan. Pirish. Nodi mi ukim to da Abaye mishan de mashma le de lagabe ha lekala midrish teishu kain to dur. Hello, osa kro le kule hai. Aval moda hu de darshin le ba'alma vi u gufei darish le kida kasidna le el. Rava agrees that we darshan teishu kain to dur. He himself darshan it to say mitzvah is part of an asukah. He just says here it doesn't apply. Here it doesn't apply. Here the drasha doesn't apply. The Teishu Kentadur, there's no Havamina, the Teishu Kentadur should tell me that you need Ishvi Ishabiyach. You shouldn't need Ishvi Ishabiyach. So that's why Rava doesn't give up by his reason, he gives his own reason. That's the Ritva. Is that really correct? Is the Ritva correct? What the Ritva basically is saying is that Rava took it as a Dara Poshet that Teishu Kentadur does not require Ishvi Ishabiyach. Is that really true? The Gemara in Erchin doesn't sound like that. Right? The Gemara in Erchin seems to assume that Teishu Kentadur does require Ishvi Ishabiyach. Which Gemara in Erchin am I talking about? The Gemara in Erchin on Gimel Amud Beis mentions that Kohanim, Levim, v'Yisraelim, Nachayev, v'Sukkah. Hakol chayev, v'Sukkah, Kohanim, Levim, v'Yisraelim. Pshita. Gemara asks, Poshet, of course Kohanim, Levim, v'Yisraelim. Of course they're chayev. They're all Klal Yisrael. Why shouldn't they be chayev in Sukkah? So it says the Gemara, no. Salkadat the Chamina holuk siba sukkas teishuvi amamar teishu shivas yom kenta durum. Madira ish vi ishto av sukkah ish vi ishto. Dira is ish vi ishto, so sukkah has to be ish vi ishto. V'hani konim holu b'nei avoda ninu lo l'chaivu kamash malot. Konim ha b'nei avoda, so I think they're part of him sukkah. Why? Because it can't be ish vi ishto. Why can't it be ish vi ishto? So the Mefarshim, the Chagnosim on Erechin explains that you can't have ish v'isha because if the husband and wife are going to be together at night, so then the husband's going to be tummy. That's Gzeres HaKosim. The Pasuk says that two people are together, then they both become tummy. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that even though it's Maga Beis HaStarim, the Maga of Tumah is only internal. There's nothing on the outside, but that happens to create Tumah as well. So the husband can go to the mikvah. You think he could go to the mikvah the next day? What's the big deal? It's not like Tamei Meis that he takes 7 days to become Tahar. You just go to the mikvah. Yeah, but he becomes a Tzvul Yom then. A Tzvul Yom means that if you go to the mikvah by day, there are certain things that you can do and certain things you can't do. You can eat Meiser Shein, but you can't eat Truma. Even if you go to the mikvah, you can't eat Truma. When can you eat Truma? You have to go to the mikvah?
The night
after. Harav Shemesh, exactly. You need Harav Shemesh. You need the Tzeisa Kochav. To do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Avod, the Truma, Kachim. To do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, you need Harav Shemesh. So if the Kohen is going to be together with his wife at night, he won't be able to do Avod by day. So it says the Gemara, Madira ish v'ishtov, suka ish v'ishtov. Kohenim up in the Avodah. Beregel, they can do Avodah. Citing the potter from Sukkah because it can't be ish v'isha b'yachad kamash malon nihi d'ptir b'shas avoda below shas avoda chiyuvim mechayim v'yidahava hochei drachim d'amamar hochei drachim b'yom p'tir min ha-sukkah b'yom mechayim b'alayim b'shas avoda, meaning if they're planning to do avoda the following day, they don't have to do avoda every day, right? If they're in the mishmar that's on duty during Yom Tov, so then they do the avoda of that particular week. Right, the Kohanim come up to the Beis HaMikdash, so they can do avoda that's not specific to that particular day. They can bring other karbonas that are not specific to that particular day. But the Kohanim, the karbonas for that particular day, that the mishmar that works for the 2 weeks, if it poga bo regel, so they do the karbonas for that day. So any Kohen can do avoda on Yom Tov, but he has to desire to do it. He doesn't have to do avoda every day. So if a Kohen is planning on doing avoda the next day, then he can't be with his wife the previous night. So he'll be potter. He'll be potter. But the Kohen is not going to do avoda the next day, then he can't be together with his wife, so he'll be chayev and sukkah. And that's not so strange, because we find a precedent for this. Holchei drachim are potter bayom, chayev alayla. There are different periods of time that someone can be chayev and sukkah. Potter and sukkah, so Kohenim as well. That's the Gemara. But it's mashmash from the Gemara that Teshu Kentadur requires Ish V'ish V'yachad. That's the whole drasha. The Kohanim B'shas Avoda attack a potter from Sukkah because they can't be Ish V'ish V'yachad. They won't be able to do the Avoda the next day. So that's the maskon of the Gemara in Erchin. Why does the Ritva assume that Rava, just as a Dover Pasha, doesn't learn the Teshu Kentaduru is Ish V'ish V'yachad? Isn't that the maskon of the Gemara in Erchin? So Bamis, this is not such a shvera kasha, because there is another gersa in Erechin. The Shita Mechubat says on the side of the Gemara. The Shita in Oz Dalid says that the Gemara doesn't read Madira ish v'ishto, avsuka ish v'ishto. No. What's the gersa? Madira ben bayom ben balayla, avsuka ben bayom ben balayla. V'hani konim hol v'lesnu bayom v'tridi b'avoda emelo l'chaimu kamash malon. The whole discussion is not from Ish V'isha. It's not from Ish V'isha. It's from Yom and Laila. The Kohanim Atara B'Shas Avoda Bayom, they don't do Avoda Balayla. So I would think, if it's not Ben Bayom Ben Balayla, then there's a Ptur. Kamash Mala, no. They might be Potter Bayom, but they're Chayav Balayla. What does one have to do with the other? Holchei Drachim is a perfect precedent for that. Holchei Drachim are Potter Bayom, but they're Chayav Balayla. So Kohanim also, B'Shas Avoda Bayom, they're Potter from Sukkah. Balayla, they're Chayav in Sukkah. But nothing to do with Ish V'isha B'yachad. The Gemara Erechin said nothing according to the Shittim Kobetzes. It talked about Yom and Laila. And in fact, according to the Shittim Kobetzes, the connection to Holchei Drachim makes even more sense. Because The Ptur of Hochei Drachim is a Ptur Balayla. The Ptur is a Ptur Bayom, the Chayev Balayla. Kohanim also are Potter Bayom, the Chayev Balayla. It's a very beautiful comparison. According to our Gersa in the Gemara, the comparison is a little interesting. The comparison is simply that there is Zmanim that someone can be Potter and Zmanim that he can be Chayev, but it's very different. Kohanim are going to be Chayev if they don't plan to do Avodah the next day. They'll be Potter if they do plan to do Avodah the next day. It's not really like Hochei Drachim that a Potter Bayom and Chayev Balayla. It's not exactly the same. Not exactly the same, according to our Gersa in the Gemara. So, according to the Shita Kovetz, says there is no raya from the Gemara in Erchin that Teshuv Kehataduru requires Ish Ve'isha Biyachad. Okay? But our Gersa is not like the Shita. Our Gersa is that Teshuv Kehataduru requires Ish Ve'isha Biyachad. That B'Shah Savoda Kohanim are going to be Potter. What does that mean, Shah Savoda? It means if the Kohen plans on doing Avoda the next day, so then the previous night, right, he can't be with his wife, so he'll be part of him sukkah, because if he can't be together with his wife, then he's not chayv in sukkah, he's not kain tanur. If he's not going to do avodah the next day, then he can't be together with his wife the previous night, so then he will be chayv in sukkah, because they can be together. So according to our Gersa in the Gemara in Erchin, Taka the Ritva is a pella. Rava was assuming against Abaya that Teshu kain tanur doesn't apply in this context. Teshu kain tanur doesn't teach me ish v'isha b'yachad. The Gemara in Erchin assumes like that. What's more, the Ramah paskins that way. Where does Ramah paskin that way? The Ramah is troubled with the age-old question, why we don't sleep in the sukkah. Right? Why don't we sleep in the sukkah? We eat in the sukkah, we don't sleep in the sukkah, why not? It's all different reasons. We spoke about a Mordechai, it's because it's too cold. The Ramah says what? Ish v'ish. Teishu kein tadur, you need ish v'ish v'yachah. But it's uncomfortable to have ish v'ish v'yachah. We don't have access to a sukkah where the ish v'isha can be biyachad, because it's a public area, so therefore, the anoshim are potter. Frekta Magen Avram, I don't understand. I don't understand. The Rama is assuming that lemaskona, teshu kein taduru, requires ish v'isha biyachad. The Rama is assuming that teshu kein taduru requires ish v'isha biyachad. And Be'emes, that's really what the Gemara Erechin says. The Magen Avraham Paz. But isn't that against the Gemara Sukkah? It's against our Gemara. Our Gemara assumes, L'maskara, that you don't need Ish V'isha
B'yachad. That Muslim Hava means it's only trying to prove it for the Ptur woman.
Oh.
So how can you extend a Baye to men?
Okay. Again, Rava argues with Abaye. Claims the Ritva, Rav is just saying, I agree that about Teshu Kei Taduru, but I don't claim that Teshu Kei Taduru means Ish V'isha B'yachad. That's what he says. So we're trying to figure out who says that Teshu Kei Taduru requires Ish V'isha B'yachad and who doesn't. So the Gemara in Erechin sounds like it does require Teshu Kei Taduru. It does require Ish V'isha B'yachad. The Ramah sounds like he does require Ish V'isha B'yachad. But the problem is, our Gemara, the Maskona of our Gemara, is that Teshu Kei Taduru doesn't require Ish V'isha B'yachad. No? What does the Gemara say? Abai himself claims that the Havamina is Teshu Kei Taduru should be Ish V'isha B'yachad, Kamashmalan Halacha Mosh Misina. Kamashmalan Halacha Mosh Misina. What's the Halacha Mosh Misina? The Halacha Mosh Misina tells me that Nashim upturns. So it sounds like you don't need Ish V'isha B'yachad L'mais. So the Magen Avraham is troubled. How do we put it all together? How do we put all the sugis together? We started with the Ritva that says that Rava really agrees that to Teshu Kei Taduru, he just argues with Abaya's application of Teshu Kei Taduru. Abaya said that I'd have this Havamina that Teshu Kei Taduru is Ish V'isha B'yachad. And Rava says, no, it doesn't apply Ish V'isha B'yachad. So we asked, how could Rava say it doesn't apply Ish V'isha B'yachad? What the Gemara in Erechin says like that. There are Mapasin like that. How could he say that? But the emphasis is, the kasha is even more basic than that. Abaya is just a havamina. Abaya is just a havamina. The maskona is that women are pturos from sukkah. So women are pturos from sukkah, does Teshu Kei Taduru require Ish V'isha B'yachad? Obviously not. The maskona of the Gemara is that it doesn't require Ish V'isha B'yachad, because if it did, the noshim should have to be chayavos, no? So aside from a kasha that we had on the Ritva, forget about the kasha on the Ritva, we have a stira from the Gemara in Sukkot and the Gemara in Erechin. Does everyone see the stira? The maskana of the Gemara in Erechin is that Teshuv Kedidur requires a Shvi'i Shviyachad, and that's why Kohen Ibashar Savoda, Hapadar from Sukkot. All Gemara Lamaskana, even Lefi Abaye, holds that Noshim Apadar from Sukkot Halakhim Ashvi Sinai, because Teshuv Kedidur does not require a Shvi'i Shviyachad. So it's just it's like a stira from Sukkah to Erechim. It's a stira from Sukkah to Erechim. The Ramah can hide behind the Gemara and Erechim, but isn't it a stira between Sukkah to Erechim? That's a more basic question. What's the answer to that, Kash? So the answer probably is that there's a difference between the chiyuv of Anoshim and the Ptur of Noshim. That's really the yisod of the whole sugya. What do I mean? What's the difference between the chiyuv of Anoshim and the Ptur of Noshim? What's our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara is not talking about Anoshim. Our Gemara is talking about Noshim. The Gemara is trying to figure out what's the Havamim that Noshim should be Chayavos of Sukkah. Even though it's my grandma, they should be Chayavos, that I need a halacha from Shmei Sinai to tell me Lamaisa the Pata. That's what our Gemara is talking about. It's not talking about the chiyuv of Anoshim. And maybe that's the chiluk. Lemaisa, when it comes to the chiyuv of Anoshim, the chiyuv of men in Sukkah, maybe Taka, you need Ish ve'isha b'yachad to be mechayev the man. You need Ish ve'isha b'yachad to be mechayev the man. That's the Gemara in Erchin. Right, since the Kohanim can't be b'yachad with their wives, if they're going to do avodah the next day, because they'll become tzfil yom, they'll be tamei, and they can't do avodah when they're tzfil yom. So therefore, they're potter from the sukkah. Lemaisa, men are potter from the sukkah. Kohanim are potter from the sukkah. It's not shy for them to be together with their wives, because you can't have Ish v'Isha b'yachad. So in terms of the chiyuv of Anoshim, we look at Ish v'Isha b'yachad to determine whether it's kept to do. And similarly, there are more rights. What? There are more rights that we don't sleep in the sukkah because it can't be Ish v'Isha b'yachad. That's talking about the chiyuv of men to sleep in the sukkah. The Ramah says, no, we don't sleep in the sukkah. Men are potter from sleeping in the sukkah because it can't be Ish v'Isha b'yachad. In terms of the chiyuv of men, we look at Ish v'Isha b'yachad. If it's not Ish v'Isha b'yachad, then taka, the man is potter from sukkah. Like by Kohenim, like by Shema. The Magen Avraham doesn't explain the Ramah like that, right? The Magen Avraham has his own pshat, mitzta'er, but that's not the Ramah. The Ramah is working with Teishu Kein Tadur, Ish V'Isha B'yachad. How do we understand our Gemara? How can we understand our Gemara? The answer is, what's our Gemara saying? What was our Gemara saying? Our Gemara was saying that there's a Havamina that Noshim should be Chayavos. Kamash V'lan, the Halach Mash V'sina that they're part of. What's the Havamina? Says Abaye, Teishu Kein Tadur should be Mechayev women. What does that mean? Abaye was saying, Teishu Kein Tadur not only tells me that if it can't be Ish V'Isha B'yachad, the man is not Chayev in Sukkah, but Ish V'Isha B'yachad, the need to make it Ish V'Isha B'yachad, should give the women a Chiyuv in Sukkah. Because of the idea of Ish V'Isha B'yachad, women should have an independent Chiyuv in Sukkah. This idea of Teishu Kein Tadur should be a reason why Noshim should be Chayavos in Sukkah, because it has to be Ish V'Isha B'yachad. So now the Torah is Mechayev of women in Sukkah. That's what Abaye was saying. And what is Rava responding? Rava responds the following. Rava says, just because there can't be a Chiyav for a man to sit in the Sukkah without his wife, doesn't mean that a woman is Chayav to sit in the Sukkah. It doesn't mean that a woman is Chayav in Sukkah. The woman might have to be there, but she might not be chayav in sukkah. What does that mean? She has to be there? The woman might have to be there in order to help her husband fulfill his chayav. But that doesn't mean that she's chayav in sukkah. That doesn't mean that the Torah gives an independent chayav to women. Who says? Let's say the woman isn't married. Is she chayav in sukkah? Not necessarily. Let's say the woman is married, but her husband happens to be out of town. Is she chayav in sukkah? Not necessarily. That's Rava's response. Rava's saying, you want to figure out what's the Havamina that women have an independent chiyuv in Sukkah? They themselves are chayav in Sukkah, and that's why I need it. I would have thought that. That's why I need a halacha Moshe Messina to tell me women are potter. Teishu Kein Tadur is not a reason to say that women are chayav. But if it's not Teishu, if it's not Ish V'Isha B'yachad, the man's going to be potter in Sukkah? So let the woman be there. Maybe the woman should have to be there to be misayeya, the husband, to fulfill his chiyuv, but the woman is not independently chayev. So you'd say, what's the difference? She has to be there anyway. No, the difference is, let's say the man is not there. Let's say she doesn't have a husband. Or let's say her husband is not there. She's a penuyo, or the husband is not there. Then women wouldn't have a chiyuv. But I want to figure out why there's a havamina that every woman has a chiyuv. So that's why Rabbi had to introduce a new reason. Tesvav, tesvav. Tesvav, tesvav tells me that women, that all women have a chiyuv. Not just they have to be there to help the husbands fulfill their own chiyuv. Fulfill their chiyuv. But rather, the women have to be the mitzvah of their own chiyuv. Abaye said, Teishu Ganadur is not only a reason to pater men if they can't be with their wives, it's a reason that I think to be mechayev women too. Kamash Malach Halach HaMishim Yisina Dada Pater. Comes Rav and says, that's not a reason to be mechayev women. Let them be there for their husbands. But that's not a reason to be mechayev women in general in the sukkah. Nafkamina, if they don't have a husband, or the husband is not there, they'll be potter. So I need another reason to say why all women should be chayiv in sukkah. Tesvav, tesvav, and chag ha-matzitz. That's why I have a havamina, women attack have a chiyuv, an independent chiyuv. Not just that they have to be there in order to help their husbands be able to their chiyuv. And that's why I need a halacha mosh v'sinai to say that women are p'tur as sukkah.
Thank you. So, according to this logic, if a woman doesn't want to go to the sukkah, right? And therefore her husband wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah, is that really on him, or is that really, can he...
So you're saying, l'maisa, that we have a halakha mashu yisina to pater women.
Right.
The woman doesn't really have to go to the sukkah. So if she wants to help her husband, the yotze, his chiyuv, she should go to the sukkah.
But if she doesn't, does that fall on him, or does that fall on, really, who does that fall on?
I mean, you get the sense that he can't force her to do it.
Right.
Right? You can't force her to do it. Right? Because if you could force her to do it, I mean, ish ve'isha b'yachad doesn't mean that they have to be together, literally. Right? They don't have to live together that night, per se. They can be together, stop. Right? So she doesn't want to be there because it's not a makom tzanua. But I guess we're not going to force women to do something that's not tzniyah. So there are going to be other people in the sukkah than there.
If she's not there, then did you say that he comes in sire or not really?
No, that's the Magen Avraham. Oh, the Magen Avraham says, I'll tell you why men are potter from the sukkah if their wives are not there. Because they're mitzvah. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That's not what the Ramah says. That's not Teishu Kein Todur that the Ramah is talking about. The Ramah is talking about Erchin's Teishu Kein Todur. Right? The Teishu Kein Todur of the Gemara in Erchin is Adin. It's not Ishvi Isha B'yachad. That's not Kein Todur. It's not talking about the Mitzvah. Now, I know Teishu Kein Todur teaches me Adin Mitzvah, but that's not what the Ramah is talking about. The Ramah is saying it's a halacha that if it's not Ishvi Isha B'yachad, the man can't have Teishu Kein Todur. The Ramah seems to be saying that... That the man is not chayiv if his wife is not going to be there. But that's unrelated to our Gemara. Because our Gemara is trying to figure out, is ish v'isha b'yachad a reason to say that noshim achayavos in sukkah? The answer to that question might be, no. It's not. It would be nice for a woman to be in the sukkah so that her husband can be yotzi his chayiv, but that's not a reason to be mechayiv women. In fact, even l'maisa, they're going to be potter anyway. Right? That's the discussion of our Gemara. Gemara and Erechim, the Ramah, they're talking about whether a man is going to be chayiv in sukkah if he can't be together with his wife. Okay. This is the sugya of Noshim, the mitzvah sukkah. Let's talk about the next halacha. Let's talk about Ketanim. So the Mishnah told us that Noshim, Avodim, Ketanim, Aptur min asukkah. Says the Mishnah, Kodesh Shein Hatzarach Le'imo chayiv in sukkah. Not all ketanim. There's a distinction to be drawn. If he's tzarech le'imo, then he's potter min ha-sukkah. But if he's not tzarech le'imo, then he's chayav ha-sukkah. Ma'isa v'yolda kaloso shel shami ha-zokin, u'pichas es ha-maziva v'sikir chagabi amita b'shvil kotlin. Then the Mishnah says that ma'isa was shami ha-zokin, yolda kaloso, his daughter-in-law gave birth, and he opened the roof, so the kotlin, b'shvil ha-kotlin, b'shvil kotlin. Doesn't say b'shvil ha-kotlin, says b'shvil kotlin. We have to understand what that means. Okay. So there are two parts to this Mishnah. First of all, the Ptur of Ketanim, and then the Chumra of Shamei Hazokin. So what's the Ptur of Ketanim? So interestingly enough, the Braisa says that Ketanim Achayif. Kol L'Rabos is a Ketanim. That's what the Gemara asks on Chav Chesem Ebeis. No, Mamar, Kol L'Rabos is a Ketanim. the hotnan nashim avadim ktanim p'turim in asuka. How can the Braisa say kol is marv ktanim? The Mishnah says ktanim p'turim in asuka. That's a steer contradiction. Lokasha kan b'katan shegiya lachinach kan b'katan shelo higiya lachinach. If he's higiya lachinach, then kol is marv ktanim. If he's lo higiya lachinach, then they put him in asuka. Correct the Gemara. Katan shegiya lachinach mid rabbanu. Rabbanu across machda ba'alma. Yeah, kol is just marv ktanim. It's just an asmachda ba'alma. Really, ktanim shegiya lachinach achayev mid rabbanu. Either they have a chiyuv midrabbanan or their parents are chiyuv midrabbanan to be mechanech them. A whole discussion unto itself, not for now. The nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. Pashur pshat is, it's the chiyuv of the parent. Parent is mechuyuv to be mechanech their child, to train them properly. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that ktanim aptur min asukah, if they're lo higil lechinuch, then they're potter and gansin. But kol is mar bektanim, that there's a chiyuv to be mechanech them. Says the Mishnah, Kotan Shinatzarach Le'imo is Chayiv. Hechi Dami Kotan Shinatzarach Le'imo, Ami Deber Bi'anai, Kol Shinifna Ve'en Imam Lekan Chosin. Mepshin Ben Lokesh Omer, Kol Shinem Mishnasa Ve'en Okori Ima. Ve'en Okori Ima Ima. Ve'en Okori Ima. Okay, so Deber Bi'anai explains his way, right, that they don't need any help from the parent. If they're going to the bathroom, and Rav Shimon ben Lokesh says no, that they get up and they don't say ima. Ima, frekta gemar, gedolam nami karu. Even older children, they'll call their mother when they get up. Helakol shener ve'en okori ima, ima. Twice. Right? Meaning, they won't continue calling mommy, mommy until the mommy comes. That's someone who's in a tzarech le'imo, and he'll be chayav and sukkah. That's the shir. So if he's igia lechinuch, he's ain't a tzarach leimah, then he'll be chayav in sukkah. If he's lo yigil lechinuch, then he'll be part of him sukkah. What kind of a shir is this? Tzarach leimah? You find such a shir for other mitzvahs, tzarach leimah, for tzitzis, for lulav, tzarach leimah. What's tzarach leimah? What does that have to do with anything? So the Ritva has an interesting comment. In the midst of his whole discussion, at the very end, the Ritva makes a statement. I'll pick up on these extra lines that the Rishonim made. The Rifa is not even talking about this primarily. He's talking about Shammai Hazake, right? What the Chumra of Shammai Hazake, which we'll get to. But at the very end, the Rifa fills it in with the Rabbanim. Rabbanim Savri, the Kema the Ima, Pturim and Asuka, Ein Roy Lechinuch Sukkah Ba'ochet Sarach Le'ima Leka La'fu Sheimina. Shammai Hazaken was machmir, but the Rabbanan say that you don't have to be machmir. But what did the Rabbanan say? They say that if he gil lechinuch, if ain't a tzarach le'imo, then the katan is chayiv in sukkah, or the parents are mechayiv to mechayiv. But if tzarach le'imo, then there's no chayiv of chinuch for sukkah. Why not? Dr. Ritva, since imo p'turim in a sukkah, and roi lechinuch sukkah ba'ot she tzarach le'imo, lek la'fru she'nino. Well, what does that mean? What's he saying? His mother is p'turim in a sukkah, right? So what? But the katan should be chayav b'chinuch. The Ritva is saying, apparently, the Chachamim understood that because the mother is p'tur min asukah, noshim p'tur as m'sukah, it's not right. It wouldn't be right to be mechayev the mother, to be mechayev the child in chinuch, if the mother is p'tur min asukah. Mother is p'tur min asukah. We're not going to force her to go out to the sukah. So it wouldn't be right to be mechayev the child in chinuch if the child is tzarech le'imah. Why? What do you think? What's Ritva saying? It wouldn't be right to be mechayev the child in chinuch, to be mechayev his parents, to be mechayev the child, if he's tzarech le'ima, and the woman is p'turim in asukah, so what? So one pshat could be that what the Ritva means is a woman perhaps is not mechayev in the chinuch of her children in general. It's a whole discussion unto itself, a major machlokes in the Rishonim. Some of you who've learned sukkah maybe learned the second that beis and mebeis. Hilmi Hamalka. It's a whole discussion there whether women are chayavos in chinuch of their children. The Tosis Yeshonim and Yuma, a whole discussion in Rishonim. So if you assume that women aren't obligated in chinuch, so then the Ritva makes a lot of sense. That since the woman herself is p'tur min asukah, so how could I be mechayev parents to be mechanek the child? That's going to force the woman to go into the sukkah, but she's not obligated in chinuch. If she were obligated in chinuch, then she should go out for him. But if she's not obligated in the chinuch of the child, and she's, she herself is ptura, so what, for the father's chiyuv, I'm now going to force the mother to go outside? It's not fair. It doesn't make any sense. The katan is tzarech le'imo, the woman is ptura min asukah, and she's ptura from chinuch. So then why does she have to be forced to go out to the sukkah? It doesn't make sense to force her to go out to the sukkah. So I can't be mechayiv the father to be mechanech his child until the katan is eino tzarech le'imo. Then his mother won't have to go out, and the father can be mechanech the child. That's one way to look at the Ritva. And it's based on the fact that the woman isn't chayiv in the chinuch of her child anyway. So if she's ptura min asukah and she's not chayiv in the chinuch of her child, it doesn't make any sense to be mechayiv the child in chinuch until he doesn't need his mother.
But if she if the mother was chayiv in chinuch, but that still necessarily make her chayiv in sukkah? Or
not chayiv in sukkah.
But chayiv in chinuch, so she has to bring herself.
She has to go outside. And you know, she doesn't have an independent chiyuv, but now, because of chinuch, we'll force her to go outside. But if she's not chayiv in chinuch, and she's not chayiv in sukkah, so what? We're gonna be mechayiv in sukkah, in chinuch, right? Mechayiv the father, mechayiv his child, and push the mother out? That's not fair.
According to that, then the story at the end of the Mishnah isn't necessarily a chumrah. That's actually the, right? That would actually be the halacha, because he didn't only have to remove the roof for the child, he had to remove the roof for the mother, because maybe the mother has a chiyuv. From the maskana of the Mishnah, that maybe we see, because he removed Shammai removed the roof, also for the mother, right, Bishvil Kata, I guess, because
Bishvil we have to see, let's hold on that, we have to see who he removed the roof for,
right.
Just for the Katan or for other people as well, we'll get back to that. But this is the simple pshat in the Ritva. The other way to look at it is that even if the woman is not, even if the woman is chayiv in the chinuch of her child, she might be chayiv in the chinuch of her child, but if she's not chayiv in sukkah, so what are you going to do? Because of the chiyuv of chinuch, we're going to push her into the sukkah? That's not fair. That in itself is unfair. The first pshat is saying that if she's not chayiv in sukkah, nor in chinuch, neither in sukkah nor in chinuch, it doesn't make sense to push her out. But maybe you don't have to go so far. Maybe you could say, even if she's chayiv in chinuch, but if she's ptura in sukkah, it wouldn't be fair for the Rabbanan to push the woman to go out to the sukkah because she's ptura from sukkah. That in itself makes it unfair, even if she'd be chayiv in the chinuch of her child. Okay, that's the basic din. That a katan, shehigi lechinuch, if he's einot tzarich le'imo, so then he doesn't need his mother, so then we're... Then he's chayiv in chinuch. The parents are chayiv to be mechanech, the father, maybe even the mother. But if he's tzarech le'imo, then there's a p'tur. So what does the Mishnah say? Ma'isa v'yolda kaloso shasham yazok en opiches es amaziva v'sigri chagab yamit v'shul kot. It was this ma'isa. V'shamay was machmi. Shamay was machmi. Ma'isa v'yolda kaloso, says the Gemara, ma'isa lista. You tell me that Katan is part of from Sukkah, and now Shammai Azarek was Pichas as Amaziva. Chesur Melser Vachigtoni V'Shammai Machmir. Our gear says V'Shammai Machmir. Umay Sanami V'Yolda Kalato Shammai Azarek and Pichas as Amaziva V'Sigir Chalamita B'Shvil Hakatan. B'Shvil Hakatan. Look at the Lush. You gotta be careful. B'Shvil Hakatan. Interesting. Sounds like B'Shvil which Katan? There's only one Katan in the story. The Katan was born. Stop. Right, she was Yolda, so he was Pichas the Maziv Bishvil Hakatan. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Ma'isa lista the Hakatan had tzarech le'imo who. He was a katan had tzarech le'imo. Which katan is he talking about? The stam of the katan that was born. He's tzarech le'imo. Certainly, he's a newborn baby. The fact that Pnei Yeshua katan had tzarech. I don't understand. A tinoch ben yama was chayav in sukkah. There's a din of chinuch and tinoch ben yama. What's the hafmin of Shammai Azaken? He was machmir. What's the havamina? That's a chumrah that's like beyond what we would consider normal. Okay, Shammai wants to be machmir a little bit, but there has to be a limit to the chumrah. Atino ben yomo is chayav in sukkah. There could be a possibility of a chiyuv chinuch for atino ben yomo. How could that be? And that b'emes is the mashmos of Rashi that bishvil hakatan, this katan. How can that be? So comes the Ritva and suggests two different shatim. Ritva says that the girsa should be v'shamay machmer, our girsa. We don't say v'shamay machmer al atzmo hoya. What's the difference? Machmer al atzmo or shamay machmer? What's the difference? Machmer al atzmo would seem that he's being machmer on himself about the mitzvah of chinuch. Machmer on himself about chinuch. That's not what he's doing. Machmer means that shamay was machmer me'ikar adin. Not that he was machmer extra. Interesting. The different gesos that the Ritva contains. Machmer al atzmo would mean he's being machmer in the din of chinuch. Shamay machmer sounds like me'ikar adin he was machmer. Right, the Baham Milsa the Lekha Khayuva Kotan the Raisa Vilal of Midraban and Shadan or Yilakhinach in a bidin lahmar latzma kolkach. Shama Yazakh wouldn't have been Mahmir on himself to be Mechanech, this child who's a Tinik Banyam. That he wouldn't have been. But rather we say Bashamay Mahmir, what's the chubur? He's Mahmir bin Hadin. The Kasava Shaavim Chayva Minatora, the Teshu Kentadura Ishbu Bana. The Gabi Diday, Midrashaki, Avagad Lodashina Lechayv Isha Basuka. We said earlier in the other half of the sugya that just because teishu kedat or ish v'ish be'acha, that's not a reason to be mechayev women. Maybe that's a reason to factor men if they can't be ish v'ish be'acha, but it's not a reason to be mechayev men. It's not a reason to be mechayev women. Comes the Ritva and says, but Shammai felt that teishu kedat means a man with his bnei bayis, with his wife, with his bonim, with his children, with his bnei bonim too, with his grandchildren as well. So Shammai was machmir. He was piches as samaziva, so that this child will be able, the child, the daughter, and whatever, his son-in-law, the child will be able to sit with Shammai in the sukkah. The chumah was not for the child, the chumah was for Shammai Azake. Because he felt that if he's not piches as samaziva, if he doesn't open up the area where the child is in his crib, then he's going to be lacking. Shammai is going to be lacking in his mitzvah. That's not Teishu Gendadur if it's not Ishu Banav Imo. And frankly, not only Ishu Banav, Ishu B'nei Banav Imo. Now Yeshua echoes a similar sentiment. He quotes the Pasuk, B'necha Kishtile Zeisim Soviv L'Shulchanecha. Having the family all around the table, that's a chelik of the mitzvah of Sukkah for the man. Mordek Achidish. Yes, Danny.
This kid's not around him. This kid's in his crib, this chelik of him. Who's
he Piches HaSamaziva for here? So if you have all this David, it sounds like according to this tradition, he's piches as a maziva, not just for the cotton, for himself. Meaning, it means he's piches the maziva in the room, so that he can come with the child, with the whole family. Because if he can't sit with the whole family, then there's something missing from his own mitzvah sukkah, not from the child's mitzvah. The child doesn't have a mitzvah sukkah yet. Even mitam chinuch he doesn't have a mitzvah sukkah. But he Shammai is going to be missing something in his mitzvah if he can't sit together with the child. It's a tremendous chiddush. Piches as a maziva doesn't mean only over the katan. It means that he, Shammai, should be together with the katan. Katan's not going to come out to the sukkah, so Shammai had to go in and open the roof in the house where somehow there's more protection, it's a little bit warmer. So then Shammai will be able to be also his mitzvah sukkah properly.
What's the lashon of this sikach al amita?
Sikach agav amita is a little shver according to this chant. Because it's not just al amita, it means the whole mokum with the mita, not just al gavi amita. It's a good ha'ar, very good ha'ar. That's the Ritva's first pshat. So according to that pshat, we still have questions in terms of the Lashon, but at least we have working pshat as to why Shammai was machmer. He's not machmer for the child. He wasn't machmer for the child because the child doesn't have a din of chinuch, he's a tinuch ben yomo. But Shammai felt for himself he had to be machmer because it's not going to be kent toduru if he doesn't have his whole family. Inami v'hu anochon. The Ritva has a second pshat now. And the Ritva says, Behu Hanochon, the second shot is really more correct. More correct. That he was Piches as Samaziva for the Kotan. Why is that more correct? So perhaps Ari's point is well taken. Right? The Lashon the Mishnah sounds Piches as Samaziva, Piches al Gabe Hamita. It sounds like he was Piches, not in the whole area. So that he, Shammai, could be able to sit with the Kotan. But on top of the Kotan. What's he doing on top of the Kotan? What kind of chinuch could it be for the Kotan? Dr. Ritva. Machmer bechina katan besukah midrabbanim lechayvo shiochalima besukah kevin the efsher vechazi lahachi. Shammai was machmer about chinuch bekam because he felt that yes, there's a chiv of chinuch even less than ein tzarach leimo. That's the chumra of Shammai Azaken. We hold that only if ein tzarach leimo is there a chiv of chinuch bekam. Shammai Azaken felt even if tzarach leimo there's a chiv. That's why he was machmer. Shekein adin bechal mitzvah lechayvo bechina kozman sheefsher v'roy lekach. Shammai felt it was efsher and royal akach, so therefore there's a chiyuv b'chinah for the shah. Ad kan dvar.
What's Efsher talking
about? Efsher the royal akach? Come on. Atino banyom? Efsher the royal akach? How could that be? The Ran says a similar thing. Efsher the royal akach. Ran says, what does that mean? What does that mean? The Tinok Ben Yomo is Chazi L'Sukkah. How can that be? How can that be? So the Rashash points out right here that Marshal and Yevomis, the Chachma Shlomo and Yevomis and Achtes Vav, gives pshat. He quotes the Kasha of Yeshua, that Tinok ben Yomo, Akane Bichaya ben Chinuch. So Bemis, according to the first part of the Ritva, the Kasha of Yeshua doesn't get started. Because we're not talking about a Chiyuv of Chinuch, we're talking about a Chumra of Shammai Azokin for his own Chiyuv in Sukkah. That it should be Teishu Kei Gadur with the family. But the problem is, according to the second pshat of the Ritva, which is the pshat that the Ritva himself likes, it's Taka Pella. The Yeshua's Kasha is Taka Pella, that it's not shayach chinuch for a tiri ben yom. So zok the Rashash, the Pnei Yeshua was nela mikvo toroso the marshal in Yevamos. Right? The Rashash says, you know, the Pnei Yeshua missed the marshal. He forgot the marshal. Wow. Rashash was a bucky nifl in all the chachma shlomos. And he learned Gemara Rashi Taisus, marshal, marav, marshal. You know, not just for chayes. He learned the pshat, shak of the tar. Marshal in Yevamos has a very interesting pshat in this Gemara. What does he say? Very short line. Marshal says, page 2. Bishul katan perish bishvil shahaya lagam kein ben katan ki ben chonesh v'lohaya yochol lifrosh me'ima. The katan was not the Tino ben Yama. Who was the katan that we're talking about? There must have been another baby. Nathan?
There's a 5-year-old.
A 5-year-old. She had another child. She had another child. Where did Marshal get this from? Well, why is he assuming there must have been another child? So, 2 points. First of all, it says, Piches es amaziva b'shvil katan. It doesn't say ha-katan. The gears of the Gemara is ha-katan, but that's not the gears of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the gears is katan. It sounds like we're not talking about ha-katan. We're not talking about this one. It must be some other katan. What's more, the svara. What kind of a chiyuv chinuch is it for the newborn baby? So Zakta Marshal, there must have been another katan. There must have been another katan. And that's why Shammai Hazakein had to be Piches es Amaziva. Why? Because the other katan, we're talking about a katan who is Sarach Le'imo. Again, the chumra of Shammai Hazakein is that he holds even a katan of Sarach Le'imo has a chiyuv chinuch. So the katan that was a ben chamesh, 5 years old, was Tzarech Le'imo. That cotton wouldn't come to the sukkah unless his mother would come as well. Because he was Tzarech Le'imo. And why couldn't the mother come to the sukkah? Because she just gave birth. That's the chiddush. Zakti Arech Lener, the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is that because Shammai Hazakein's daughter-in-law just gave birth, she couldn't come to the sukkah to bring the cotton at Tzarech Le'imo to the sukkah. So that's why Shammai Hazakein had to be Piches es Amaziva. He had to open up the roof so that the Katan HaTzarech Le'imo could be Yotze. Not the newborn. The 5-year-old. Has to be a Katan who's Shayach to the Mitzvah. No, it has to be a Katan who's Shayach to the Mitzvah. He is Shayach to the Mitzvah. If he can eat in the Sukkah, he's Shayach to the Mitzvah. A Katan who's 5 years old can eat in the Sukkah. That's what the Ritva and the Ran mean, that Efsha V'Roy L'Kach. Why is he Efsha V'Roy L'Kach? He's 5 years old. I'm not talking about the newborn baby. The 5-year-old is Efsha V'Roy L'Kach. In fact, the Ritva adds, not only is it Efsha V'Roy L'Kach, L'chaibo sheyochal imo b'sukkah. We're talking about a katan who can eat with Shammai Hazakein in the sukkah. The newborn baby is not going to eat with Shammai Hazakein. He's nursing from his mother. We're talking about another katan. There must be another katan here who's going to be eating in the sukkah. If there's another katan who's eating in the sukkah, then we understand why Shammai had to be Piches es Amaziva to create a sukkah on top of that katan. Because he held that even katan HaTzorech Le'imo has a chiyuv of chinuch. That's why he had to open up the sukkah on top of the katan. Dr. Rashash, that's why the Mishnah doesn't say Maisa v'yolda kaloso shoshami azokim yolda ben. It's not about yolda ben. She doesn't have to give birth to a baby boy. Even if she gave birth to a daughter, the yolda mas, but the daughter is ptura from the sukkah. We're not talking about the newborn. We're talking about a different child, a 5-year-old child who is tarich le'imo. The problem is that since she just gave birth, she can't come into the sukkah. She's not going to come. But the katan is tarich le'imo. He's not going to come into the sukkah either. That's why Shammai had to open up the roof on top of the katan to give him a sukkah. Not to bring Shammai and everyone together, they can sit at the same table. This wasn't for the chiyuv of Shammai Hazokin that it should be Teshukainadu. It was the chiyuv of Chinuch for the child. But the problem is that we weren't going to be able to get the child to the sukkah because he's tzarich le'imo and the mother just gave birth. That's why Shammai had to open up the sukkah, open up the area in the roof over the katan so that that he'll be able to be also the din of Chinuch with that katan. Okay, so these are two different pshatim in the Gemara. Obviously, we see that the lashon of the Gemara, the lashon of the Mishnah, has to be worked out according to both pshatim. So the question is whether Shammai was machmer for his own chiyuv because of teshuva and nedarim, he wanted the whole family to be there, or he was machmer for the katan because he had felt even katan atzarach le'imo also as a chiyuv of chinuch. Nafkamina, where was he piches? Was he piches in the whole room so that he could sit together with the katan, or was he piches only on top of the katan himself?